Most of the time is a very, very cool vibe in there. And then I know you've probably heard this, but Lily's had the best jukebox in Detroit. That was a fact. It had every single band that you were completely digging on at the time, and there's no shit on it, none at all. It was just like you'd go in there and you'd be hearing, you know, Television, you know, Richard Hell. I think they even had Lydia Lunch on there. I'm not sure, but you had the Dead Boys, and you had Iggy, and then you had the Stooges, and you had all the Detroit bands, of course, you know, and then you had, you know, Lou Reed, Bowie, and you had all the British bands. And at that time, there's a huge British invasion of like The Who, and Quadrophenia was really, really, really big at that point. So there was like this resurgence of the British sound, especially The Who, mostly about The Who. And that's why The Jam kind of took on that moniker. And The Jam were really fucking hot at the time, too. And a lot of other British bands, but those are the ones that come to mind though right away.